Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fondle Woman. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I always start my show off with prayer, but you know, I'm going to have to do it in a song today. And a song that comes to mind because the enemy is so busy tonight. Even tonight, he didn't want me to do this show. But you know what? I call him out a liar because I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? You tell him I am saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my mind, running for my life. Running for my life. That's the way I'm feeling right now because the enemy is at a full attack mode and he is not getting any victory here today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you the highest praise. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are, Lord. I thank you for what you have done for all of us, Lord. I thank you for the things that you're about to do because the breakthrough is coming because Satan is trying to put all the hell in front of us. But we bind him in the name of Jesus. We break the yokes right now in the name of Jesus. We break the shackles. We cause them to be loosened and cause us to be free. You sent your son Jesus down to hell to take the keys from heaven. And Lord, we know that we are free, but do we know Satan's trying to take any and everybody down with him because he knows he's defeated, but he ain't taking us, and he ain't taking me, and he ain't taking anybody connected. No. We ain't going out like that. We just ain't going. We're just not going, Lord. So I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your restoration. I thank you for just restoring people, Lord. People have lost loved ones, Lord, right now. People are recovering from their health right now. Myself and my friend Nikki right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Juanita right now, who is going through and recovering from the loss of not just one, but two of her sisters right now, and the challenges that she is facing. Lord, we're talking about weariness today and how it just affects us in so many ways. But I understand now, Lord. I understand that even when I try to start the show, Lord, how the enemy is trying to come in and build up because breakthrough is coming. I get it. But guess what? He can't stop it because the title is Don't Stop, Get It. And I'm not going to let him do it. Thank you for sending Frederica right now, Lord. Thank you for sending Barbara right now, Lord, who didn't allow me to quit even when I wanted to. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost right now when I was in the hospital, headed on my deathbed, no blood in my body, Lord. You sent those angels around now to protect me and guide me. They were able to find my match after doing a national search with the American Red Cross, and I was able to get that pint of blood in the nick of time, Lord. It started way before Wednesday, before I got placed in the hospital, and the blood came and the match was found on Saturday. Only you, Lord. And then I was able to go home that Sunday. Tell me you ain't good, Lord. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. But most of all, I thank you for your unconditional love. Lord, you are just so worthy to be praised. And I give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. And as I move forward, Lord, I ask you to decrease me because I'm just a mere vessel. And I thank you for allowing me to do your service, your will, Lord. Decrease me, Lord. And I invite your Holy Spirit to increase in me, that whatever I say, that whatever I do is going to be a reflection of what you want me to say or do right now. And it's in Jesus' name. I thank you for those who are listening, those who are tuning in, whether it's live or whether they will be listening to it on demand. I thank you for the lives to be touched,
through this ministry of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. And I thank you for those that who is designed for. And I thank you for those naysayers who are out there, Lord, because they are the ones who keeps my faith sharpened and my faith strong in you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Come over, Lord. Saturate us now with your Holy Spirit. I just feel your anointing right now. I just feel your anointing. I just feel your anointing, not just over me, but just over those who are listening right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you right now for your grace. Thank you right now for your mercy and your tender love right now. Thank you for caressing us like for babies, Lord. Thank you for being gentler than a baby's touch. Thank you for being that soft husband or that soft loved one, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being that mother or being that parent, Lord. Thank you for just being gentle, Lord, when we need it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. And as we tackle this subject of weariness, Lord, we just thank you for strength. We thank you for strength, Lord. Get us through. No, it's not easy. But, Lord, you just show up and you show out every time. And I thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So the subject tonight is don't stop, get it. And, honey, I'm giving the topic tonight, and I'll tell you about the don't stop. And I just thank you for God just sending people in my life that would not allow me to stop. And, you know, it's so interesting. I was on the call earlier today not realizing that no one could hear what I had to say, and I was becoming discouraged. I feeling that cloak of weariness about to hit me, and, you know, God knew exactly who I needed to be pointed to. He knew exactly who I needed to speak to just pour out a blessing in my life. And you know what? I'm starting the show a little later than I normally do, but it's something that needs to be done because yokes are meant to be broken tonight. People need to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. So we're going to keep it moving. So, yes, don't stop getting geared. So the best example I have is water aerobics. Some people, I like to work out. And when I was younger, especially, I used to love to work out. And water aerobics, it always used to be my challenge because water aerobics creates a certain resistance. It's designed for that. And if you're a swimmer, you definitely understand this. Any swimmer, you see, they're normally in the best shape because they use every muscle in their body. When you're doing water aerobics and the weight of that water is like dead weight of that water, it's designed to create a resistance, causing it more difficult to complete a particular exercise. It can be challenging, but it can be conquered with resilience. It can be conquered with persistence, and it can be conquered with determination, resulting into a fit, sculptured body if you're consistent. Consistency is the key to breakthrough, and I'm a true believer of that, and that's what the word says as well. So, I look at it when I thought about water aerobics, I thought about life in general, how life hits us every which way, left and right, up and down, side to side. We're hit with death. We're hit with health challenges. We're hit with children. We're hit with our family. We're just hit with so many things at one time. And it's just like, okay, how much more of this can I take? And it gets to a point where you're dealing with it so much. It seems like when you get through one thing, here comes another thing. When you get through another thing, here comes the same thing. Or it's another. To a point where you find yourself like, I don't know if I can do this again. I really don't know if I can do this again. It's like your body's getting weary. Case in point. I was recently hospitalized, and for those who are not very aware, I'll give you a short synopsis. I have an autoimmune disorder. It's called Evans syndrome. You can look it up. I take blood thinners, and I change one of them for females. I deal with a lot of heavy, you know, female stuff, And as a result of changing the blood thinners, well, let's just say the floodgates, the bloodgates just totally opened to a point where I almost bled to death, okay? As a result, if you're familiar with your health, my a normal hemoglobin is anywhere between 12 to 13, if I'm not mistaken. My hemoglobin dropped down to a 6.3. I became sluggish. And I knew something was up. And then I started looking at the palm of my hand. It was pale white. Now, I was surprised I wasn't craving ice. That's the time I normally would crave it. That's when you know you're because you become anemic. And then I look at my eyelids. It's not even pink anymore. It's just white. My doctor saw me. Just so happened outside of doctor's hours, and he said, you need to go and get your hemoglobin checked. Now, I'm one of those people, you know, you really got to force me to do something. I'm like, hey, I got a doctor's appointment, you know, tomorrow. I'll just wait till tomorrow. He was like, no, you need to do it now. And I pretty much knew, and we pretty much know as people when we need to get attention. So finally, I did go check it out. Sure enough, my hemoglobin was at a 6.3. And he contacted my hematologist, and they both agreed I need to go, and they wouldn't take no for an answer. And sure enough, I got admitted to the hospital. They was like, you have to get a blood transfusion. And on top of that, not just a blood transfusion, well, I'm special. So I can't just get any blood transfusion. I have O positive blood. Yes, I know that's like, you know, hey, that's typical blood. Yes, that is typical blood, but not for me. Oh, no, because I have antibodies in my body. So if my antibodies and that O positive blood does not match the antibody in my O positive, it could be detrimental for me. So I went in on Wednesday, and I didn't get my blood transfusion until Sunday because they had to do a national search for my blood from American Red Cross. Throughout that process, I brought all that up to say this. This is my third blood transfusion. On Wednesday, I was feeling some kind of way because now I'm away from my son. You know, thank God for family who jumped in immediately. But I was feeling some kind of way in the emergency room because I was in the emergency room for almost 2 days. I felt a sense of heaviness. I felt a sense of weariness. That Wednesday night, that Wednesday morning was getting worse. I felt a point where it was so heavy on me. I called my therapist because I told y'all I ain't never embarrassed to go to a therapist. I called my therapist and I contacted my therapist receptionist. She didn't send the message to my therapist, so my therapist didn't call me back. Now prior to that, I lost all my phone contacts because I dropped my phone in the water. So now I don't have nobody to contact. I can't contact my resources because all my friends and stuff, guess what? I don't know their numbers by heart. So now I'm like, I'm feeling very heavy. And I have fought many battles in my life, but this particular situation was intense. It was a very intense moment. It was a very, very intense moment. It's almost as if the enemy sent legions at me. It was already bad. I was feeling some kind of way, but it felt like they were just layering lead on me, and it felt some kind of way. And the only thing that I could do is I had my brother bring my Bible to the hospital. He couldn't get there in time, so I asked the hospital, could you bring me a Bible? Even when I got both the Bibles, I would open the Bible, I could read the scripture, but it would not absorb. I couldn't absorb it. I was feeling so heavy to a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm back at this again. I'm getting a third transfusion. I don't know. They can't find my blood, blah, 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 blah. I was feeling some kind of way. I'm here again. I got my child. You know, I was feeling a sense of hopelessness and weariness. I was feeling some kind of way. I couldn't absorb the word of God. The only thing I could do is put my hand on the Bible and say, Lord, you told me if I just have the faith of a mustard seed, you will get me through. And that's all I can do at this point, Daddy, is put my faith in you. That's all I can do. And I just have to keep it moving. If anyone knows the size of a mustard seed, then you know. My faith is bigger than that. But, I'll probably say my faith is probably as small as that. It's not that I didn't have the faith, but the weariness I was feeling, I've never felt that. I don't think I've ever felt that heavy before. It was almost as if it was almost like, you have the devil on one side and the angel on the other side, and that devil was like, you just need to give up, girl. I mean, you just really need to give up. You done been through this. You done been through congestive heart failure. You done been through this. You done been through that. I mean, why are you still fighting? I mean, why are you doing it? And I just couldn't get it together. It was just heavy. And then you got COVID in here. Now I got to worry about, am I going to catch COVID in here? It was so many things wearing me down that I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to be here for my son. Now I got to start talking to myself. I got to be here for my son, trying to find something positive. I got to find something positive. I got to be here for my son. So it just got to a point where at some point I started doing something. I still had that sense of weariness. Finally, they found a hospital room for me. But before I do, let me just say this. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Pachina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonder Woman. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you here. If you know anyone that could be blessed by this tonight, please have them tune in, whether it's live tonight or they want to listen to it on demand. They can always call in, or if they're going to do it live, they can always call in at 914-338-1552. That's 914-338-1552. If they want to catch it on demand, that's not a problem. They can always tune in or log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/chroniclesofafonderwoman.com. And you can catch any of the shows, any of the prior shows, when you do that. Just a few other housekeepings. I have a lot of people that like to email after the show. I enjoy your emails. Please keep them coming. This is very encouraging for me. And you can do so by emailing me at coafwoman@gmail.com. That's coafwoman@gmail.com. I think I got everything out, with the exception of, if you're interested in tuning in or chiming in tonight, please let me know. You can always chime in by texting 678-887-9441. And if you just want to chime in, just say chiming in. And if you just want to share, just say just share, and then send the text that you want to share, and we'll just go from there. Okay? So now with that being stated, we're talking about the weariness and how it affects you in your life. And I just want y'all know I'm a big Google chick. So I went on online and looked up weariness. And weariness is described as extreme tiredness, fatigue. Another way of describing weariness is reluctance to see or experience any more of something. So it's almost like hardship at home produced weariness. For me, it was hardship of being in a hospital again was producing weariness. Health challenges again producing weariness. I was already going through, because now they're talking about, me and getting a gynecologist involved in the situation. So the situation has not ended yet, but God is good. So now let's talk about weariness. And let's talk about weariness as far as spiritual-wise, or, just as a whole in general, how we become weary with some of the issues in life. Let's talk about the death of a loved one. Sometimes I remember, I know someone who's experienced death, not just once, but twice. and I know some people have experienced more than that. That's a lot to deal with when you have to deal with not just one, but when you've dealt with multiple deaths, it's hard. One person is one thing, that, and that's even hard. But when you deal with multiple people, and then on top of that, you got to deal with other stuff, and you still have to keep it moving. That's hard. And when I tell you, you have to find that strength. You just have to find that strength. So I'm not going to harp on that too long. I'm just going to let you know weariness comes from many things. It comes from many things. It comes from health challenges. It comes from death. It comes from just the cares of this world or the concerns of this world. It comes from many things. The question is, when it comes, how do we handle it? How do we combat it? How do we do it? I'm going to use tonight, for instance. When I was trying to test out a microphone, you all couldn't hear me. I was about to give up, and I'm like, I can't be saying don't stop, get it, as I was reminded earlier, you know, and then here I am trying to stop. You know, you have to surround yourself around a circle of people that are going to produce or going to feed into your life. I have to tell you that. Find strength from something. When I was in the hospital, I saw a lot of people didn't know I was in the hospital, number one. Now, I'm from the class of 89, best class in the world. I don't care what no one else says. I'm biased. But what I'm stating is, my point is this. I'm very close to my classmates, and I went to school in Charleston and also in Berkeley County. So I'm close to both sides of those classmates. And when I went into the hospital and I finally said, you know, I can't tell my classmates, you all need to make people aware when things are going on if I don't lead by example. I finally told one of my committee members, hey, make them aware I'm in the hospital. You know, it was the outpouring of love that I got and I received from my classmate that really touched me. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but you know, you hear it, but to receive it is totally different because I'm one of those people where I did. But, you know, and even with that, we had someone who was experiencing another situation. Well, I could care less what's going on with me. I need to be there for my classmate, and that's what I do. That's when I started pulling my strength. Then I found out one of my coworkers is in ICU. So now I don't really care about what's going on with me right now. I need to start praying for somebody else. Now I'm pulling my strength. This is where my source of my strength comes from because I know God has made me a prayer warrior. My strength comes from praying and giving and feeding myself to other people. So I had to start tuning in and locking in to what I knew. I couldn't worry about what I was feeling right now or what the enemy was trying to do or my current situation. Like, oh, my gosh, are they going to find the blood this time? Oh, my gosh, are they going to find the perfect match? Oh, my gosh, I couldn't deal with that anymore. I had to tune my channel and channel my energy on those who needed it the most. I still am a woman of God. I'm still designed to be there to cover people in their time of need. God got me. Now I still have to do what he has called me to do, regardless of what's going on. And I found myself in a situation where I picked up the phone. I found out what was going on with some of my classmates. And I was like, let's pray. You know, let's go on and let's pray. Let's you know, let's get this in. It ain't about me. I'm gonna be all right. And I found myself getting stronger. Then I found out about my coworker, owner of the company, find out ICU, okay, let's go into prayer. Then I found myself on my knees. When I got on my knees and I start calling out to God, calling out and praying for those who needed that prayer, chains started breaking. So what am I saying when I saw this? When things happen, take the energy off of you and what you got going on. Focus it on other things, meaning there is something else is going on that you can focus that energy on. Talk about, even if it's, you know, what you got planned for your future. It could be your children. It could be whomever. But take the energy off your negative situation and turn it into a positive. Focus on praying. Praying for something. Praying for forgiveness. Trying to get someone right with in right standing, meaning, you know, if they're not saved, you know, you want them to be saved. But my point is, turn the negative into a positive. Find a way. For me, it always works. In order for me to forgive someone, I got to start praying for them. If they tick me off, like really tick me off, I'm an Aquarius. I either like you or I don't. I either love you or I don't. There is no middle ground for me. There is no middle ground. But when someone has done me wrong, the best way for me to do, I've learned in my years, is start praying for them. And the more I pray for them, the better I feel. And the more I can receive them and love them in a godly way. So as I'm dealing with the weariness, I noticed that the more I kept in engaging myself and praying for those who needed to be prayed for, it took that weariness didn't become as heavy anymore. I felt the load becoming lighter and lighter and lighter, to a point where I didn't feel that burden on me anymore at all. And when I start singing, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. When you start professing the word, the enemy is going to flee. Because see, while you down, he's going to keep you down. He's going to try to weigh you down with everything he had. And trust me, he didn't come out by himself. The enemy always comes out with legions. And if you're not familiar with legions, look it up. He don't come up by himself, and legions come in packs. They come in a lot of packs. And he was bringing out the big ones. He was bringing out the big arsenals, and he had a lot of them on me. But when I tell you, when I was coming back, and I came back strong, when they said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I am more than a conqueror. Honey, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I am more than a conqueror. When they told me Saturday morning that they found my blood and all will be well, and they gave me that blood, it was like I was never even sick. It was like I was never even sick. When they saw me Saturday, I was kind of out of it because they had the blood and drill. When they saw me Sunday morning, they said, you don't even look like when you first got in here. I said, I don't even feel like when I first got in here. I don't even feel like that person. I was up and out, ready to go, giving him the honor and the praise. But I was already declaring and decreeing already. I was already doing it. And if you can't, it's like my grandma was saying, when you can't walk, you crawl, you creep. When you can't creep, you crawl. When you can't crawl, you walk. However that situation go. But that's what you have to do. You got to pull out your big arsenal to handle your business. Because if you don't, the enemy will try. But you know what I learned from this, and I'm going to wrap this up, is that when you have big breakthroughs coming through, that's when he pulls out the big arsenal. And that's what I learned about it. Because see, I was fasting in the month of January. I went into another fast, and I did a total fast with no food not too long ago. And God is answering those prayers. So when you start getting closer to God and you start going and getting serious and stuff like that, the enemy is mad. So now he didn't try to attack my health. He didn't try to attack me in this kind of way. But, you know, my attitude is, not today. So that's my advice to anyone who's going through. Not today. Is it easy? No. I ain't going to tell you it's not easy. But surround yourself around people and resources that will help you. And
I'm not going to say just anybody. You know who is for you, and you know who is not for you, and that's who you want to surround yourself. You need to surround yourself by a trusted group of people that's going to have your back. Now, I know I talked a lot, and I didn't get anybody on the phone tonight, but I'm going to go through this really quick, and I'm going to give everybody about 30 seconds to get through this. And I'm going through to see if I can get you on the phone really quick, and I don't see it on here, but I do know someone that will do it. So I'm going to say this, 30 seconds. Thank you for tuning in. 30 seconds.
Hey, my beautiful sister. Look, you said
thank
it
you,
all.
Love.
God is our anchor. He is our source. In our weakness, He is our strength. And you have to pull down those strongholds and encourage your spirit. And that strength comes from within. So, yeah, surround yourself with the power and the love of the people that's going to pour into you and cover you, and keep God first. Can't go wrong with that.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to put some people on blast. You're not going to expect it. So just I'm going to ask, thank you so much, love. I appreciate you so much. I'm going to put you on blast. So all I want is 30 seconds, and all you got to do is give a praise report. If nothing else, that's all I want you to do is give me a praise report. So thank you so much for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I just want you to give me a 30-second praise report because I know you got a testimony. Hello. All right. That's all right. That's all right. So I want to move on to my next person. So I'm asking for a 30-second praise report. 30 seconds. You got one for me? That's all right. Yay!
I just want to say hello to everyone. Hello, Trishina. Thank you for always being there on my side. I went through so much and still going through so much, but life without God. So I just want to thank you. And like you said, in spite of what you're going through, how your family members treat you, family members that you lost, just continue to trust God and be there
yes,
for
Mama.
Your family no matter what they did to you. And it
yes,
was hard, Mama. So hard.
Yes.
But I still press in my way. Because I wanted to, like, so many times just go off on some of my family members. But I had to listen to the words that my grandmother told me to wait. Stop waiting and listen. And I'm
That's
still
right.
praying. I'm praying that God is going to, like, bring me and my family closer to each other, love one another, and just be there for them. Like she said, just continue to trust God.
That's right.
The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Thank you.
That's right. The only thing I'm going to say to that, sweetheart, is that change the profession of your mouth and say, when God bring my family and I. So you put it out in the atmosphere. So when God bring my family and I closer together. That's the only thing I'm going to change on that. So when your family comes together, just invite me to the cookout. That's all I'm asking. I just want a corn on the cob. That's it. That's all I want is a corn on the cob. That's it. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I very appreciate you. So I have one other person, and you don't have to if you don't want to. I will put you on blast. Thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of Juan and Marie. Do you have 30 seconds you want to give to me? That's all right. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I just want to say that inspired by everything I heard, and I do feel like there's peace in prayer. And
yes.
I'm a work in progress. I have anger issues with a lot of family members, one in particular, and mm-hmm. I'm pray on it, and hopefully we couldn't get past it. But I'm definitely inspired by everything I heard tonight.
Awesome.
And
it
gave me a new outlook.
Awesome. Awesome. You know what? And the fact that you're saying that, the only thing I'm going to say is change the profession in your mouth.
When
that happens.
You're right.
Speak it into existence. If you want that to happen, then speak it into existence. Because you don't want to give the enemy any ammunition to try to keep it the way he has it now. So when God makes that happen, and it will happen, you speak it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to speak it. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Love you so much. So I just want to thank everyone who has tuned in tonight. And I thank you for the 30-second shout-out. Thank you all, first of all, for coming in. And Frederica, particularly, I thank you for not letting me quit and making me tune into the show late. You told me we gonna do this show tonight, and she meant it. And I am so appreciative that she told me to do it. So I just need you to text me if you're gonna do a 30-second text blast for me. I thank you so much. It goes back to just having that positive influence in your life. Those people, you know, who don't mind, you know, stepping up, because truth of the matter is, you can be strong all you want, but sometimes you need somebody to be strong for you. And I'm just happy to have that circle of people to do that for me. And I can't pay class 89. We look at fine in 89, no doubt about that. And I had two of them on the line with me. Of you, oh, let me take that back. I had three of them on the line with me. Two from Berkeley and one from Charleston County. So I just thank you all for tuning in. If you know anyone who could be blessed by this, definitely tune them in onto, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And if you want to email me, please do. You could do so at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. And also, finally, now I normally don't ask for this, but I need to. I need to increase the followers, because a lot of people don't follow the show, at least on Blog Talk. Now, I have people that will listen. I have been listening in from Diana, South America, Donna, South Africa, United Kingdom, Barbados, Canada,